She moved through the forest with a purpose. Purpose that no one would believe. No one even listened to her. They would lock her up if they knew. And they would never look at her the same. But it was a purpose all the same. She knew where to go. Or she would have if the rain wasn't pouring down. Lightning crashing around her. The sky rippled with fire and electricity. Yet still, she ran through that forest, looking for the signs on the trees, the markings on the ground, signs of where they've been and where they're going. They were somewhere around here, but never the same place, never at the same time. They were careful. They had to be careful. She looked, wiping her eyes as rain covered her, making her clothes stick to her skin. And she found it, a scratch on a tree, a scratch as big as a bear, and yet not a bear. No, a bear wouldn't make that kind of mark, that kind of X. She turned, calling out, I'm here, where are you? I came back. Are you, please show yourself, please. I need you. I need all of you. And to her, only the thunder answered. Guessing a direction from where that X was marked, she went deeper into the woods, pushing aside branches, pushing through bushes as they scratch and catch at her clothing. Her blouse a wet mess, and white was not a good color to choose if she looked at the weather. Her rather plain brown bra showing through, her makeup running down her face. It was not her best look, but would she even have another chance? She started to run, leaves and branches smacking her, catching, pulling at clothes, pulling at her tight pants. Everything seemed to push, keep her away. Then, in front of her, something huge. Huge on four legs. Four muscular legs. The size of a small horse. Or maybe a large pony. But it was neither. It was no bear. It was nothing. Nothing but a wolf. Wolf out of a fairy tale. Huge, giant jaws. Glistening yellow eyes that glowed in the dark. And it seemed unaffected by the rain. Almost glistening in it. She stopped, yelling. I'm here. I came back. Please, don't go away again. I want to be part of you. I want to be with you. All of you. Together. I know I ran away last time. I was scared. Okay? I was scared of everything. It was so much. But I came back. Okay? As she babbled, the wolf turned and just slowly walked away. Slowly enough for her to follow. And so she did. Her mouth shut. She knew somehow, that words were useless now. She was past words, and so were they. There was only feelings and actions. They turned a corner, shifted through hedges and mazes of branches and thorns, came to a cave, a small cave. He barely fit through, and it definitely was a he, as he crouched and moved through that narrow passage. That maleness was so very hard to miss. She couldn't help but lick her lips just a little. It was strange to be attracted like this. Was it strange at all? Yes, everyone would think I was strange, but I can't deny it. She walked in after him, crouching down, and inside was the rest of the pack. Males, females, in various states. Some naked. Well, they were all naked, but when you don't have fur, being naked is a lot more obvious. Their bodies rippled with muscle. Tone, athletic, both the men and women looking like they could just take you over a knee and break you, or just lift you up and use you. They were werewolves, all of them. Some in human form, some in wolf, and others in something between. Something that mixed man and wolf together into a blend that seemed to take the best of both. She stared at them all, the men, the women. All of them looked back. She kneeled down, her voice soft. I'm ready to become one of you, please. I know it'll hurt. I know I won't be the same, but I make me one of yours, please. They looked at each other, and from the oldest, the strongest, this huge wolf with a line of gray down his back, his muzzle turning salt and pepper with age, he walked towards her. He was wolf, all wolf, and as he looked down, pressed a paw on her chest and forced her to her back, pressing as that huge muzzle sniffed face, sniffed her chest, sniffed now lower and lower, following the curve of her body. The others started to come up, each one caressing, pressing, sniffing, tongues tracing, teeth digging in and pulling clothes from her, ripping them away, ripping the trappings of humanity from her, leaving only the animal, the base, the human that would so soon be something more. Her heart raced in her chest, threatening to pound out all other parts of her. They raced too and glistening as wet as the night outside. She didn't care whose hands, whose mouths, whose anything was on her. Each one sent a fire through her. She begged for more. Hands wrapping, gripping around whatever they could find. Some of the things she found were hard. Some were soft and delicate, if any of them could be described as delicate. But all were so very, very warm. And she felt teeth around her neck, round her arms, round her thighs, even on her breasts. Huge teeth that could pierce and kill a deer in a single bite. Teeth that could dig into her and rip her apart. And they started all slowly closing. Millimeter by millimeter they closed, her skin dimpling, starting to prick, starting to bleed, as fire, pure liquid fire, rushed through her, and she started to change.